This coming weekend, one of the most anticipated musicals of the Broadway season will close. The Last Ship, with songs by Sting, is the second high-profile production to throw in the towel. The other was a revival of Sideshow. Both musicals lost almost their entire investment. There is, of course, lots of money to be made on Broadway. Last season it brought in $1.3 billion in ticket sales. But as NPR's Jeff London reports, only one in four Broadway shows turns a profit.
Jeremy Gerard of Deadline.com has been covering Broadway as an entertainment reporter and theater critic for decades.
If there's one thing I've learned in 30-odd years of covering this industry, it is this golden rule. You cannot make people see a show that they don't want to see.
One of the shows they apparently didn't want to see was Sideshow, an $8 million revival of a cult musical which bombed on Broadway in its original run in 1997.
Like a fish plucked from the ocean, tossed into a foreign stream.
It tells the true story of Daisy and Violet Hilton, conjoined twins who go from a freak show to vaudeville and try unsuccessfully to find love along the way.
Who will love me?
Scott Malilou runs GreatWhiteWay.com, which sells tickets to groups, school groups, church groups. He says even though he loved the show, he couldn't convince his clients to even try it.
Whether you call them co-joined or Siamese, you get the same reaction out of people immediately, which is why. And they immediately say, no, I don't want to go see that show.
The reviews were almost unanimously raves. And producer Darren Baggert says he did everything he could to attract audiences in the show's brief two-month run. A splashy ad campaign, $35 tickets for people under 30. But Sideshow rarely brought in the $500,000 a week it cost to run.
We just did not get enough bodies and butts and seats that translate into word of mouth. We never did.
And word of mouth is now even more important than reviews for a Broadway show, admits critic Jeremy Gerard.
Unless you come out of the theater saying, I have to tell everybody I know they must see this show, the show is going to die. It doesn't matter what the New York Times says. It doesn't matter what New York Magazine says. If they don't come out feeling that, it's not going to work.
Critics are in a tough spot when it comes to shows that have some good qualities.
How do you tell somebody who is going to spend anywhere from $175 to $500 or more per ticket for a show, how do you tell them it's so-so, but you can't miss this performance? I'm a consumer. I say, what?
That creates a boom or bust environment on Broadway, says producer Darren Baggert.
You're either a monster hit or you close quickly. There's no middle ground.
So producers try to hedge their bets by bringing in stars for limited runs or doing adaptations of well-known movies. It's all about branding, says Ben Brantley, chief drama critic for the New York Times. And in the case of the $18 million musical, The Last Ship, the brand was Sting.
But people don't clearly care so much about hearing what Sting has written as actually seeing Sting in the flesh.
Sting was not in the cast of The Last Ship when it opened in October. Jeremy Gerard thinks the problem wasn't the score, but the musical story, an allegory about a prodigal son coming home to a depressed English industrial town.
The critics said terrific things about the music, but the story was really kind of ponderous and not very believable, and so people had the same problem with that.
In something of a Hail Mary, the producers actually put Sting in the show in a supporting role, and that gave The Last Ship a brief bump in sales.
Through the teeth of this tempest, in the mouth of a gale, may the angels protect me if all else should fail and the last ship sails.
There's another golden rule on Broadway, says Jeremy Gerard. You can't stop people from seeing a show they want to see, despite the critics. 10 years ago, Wicked opened to almost unanimous pans.
We as critics missed the boat on that one. The audience didn't care.
Popular. You're gonna be popular.
It's been popular on Broadway and around the world ever since. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
Everything that really silly cats to be popular. I'll help you be popular. You'll hang with the right cohorts. You'll be good at sports. Know the slang you've got to know. So let's start, 'cause you've got